Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits. This is our balls ups for you, our podcast subscribers. This week we are talking about whether or not you should have feminist guilt over your cleaner, how to tell a friend their idea just isn't that good, and we've got a little bonus music from Charlotte Campbell.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It is time for our badass balls ups. So our problems, which we try and solve, but we love it if you help us too. If you've got an idea, tweet us at Talk Radio and tell us. First up, so I have employed a cleaner. I'm feeling some serious middle class guilt about it.
Are you?
Yeah. So basically, I do not like to clean. I don't. And do you know what? Even when I do clean, I'm not very good at it. Stuff does not look as clean as I think it should look, given the amount of elbow grease that I have put into it. I'm quite messy. I leave my clothes on the floor. I sometimes don't make my bed quite often. I'm a messy person.
What did you call you? You had a nickname. What do you call yourself? A messy Betty or something? Earlier on in the show. You called yourself something.
Did I? I can't remember what it was.
It was really, yeah.
I mean, I'm just a bit lazy, okay. If I'm being honest. Fine. So I have employed a cleaner to clean up after me. And now I feel like one of those horrible white feminists who claims that she's all really equal rights, but has a slave. That's how I feel.
Hang on. How is it not equal rights when you're employing somebody? Are you underpaying them? Are you not paying them the national wage?
No.
Are you treating them badly? Like, what's wrong with you?
None of the above, but I now find myself doing things like when they come over, I'm like, can I make you a cup of tea? Do you want to put your feet up for 10 minutes? How are you feeling about life?
Is that just me? Yeah, I've got a cleaner.
Yeah.
Are you in the house when they're cleaning?
Sometimes.
Do you not feel really awkward about that?
No.
Look, I am a busy working woman. I to have to come home and have to think about cleaning my house over and above tidying, just I can't deal with. I've had the same cleaner since I moved into that flat. So I've had her for about 6 years. She's wonderful. We have a great relationship. You know, I pay her very, very well. As far as I'm concerned, she runs her own business. She's entrepreneurial. She loves her job. I recommend her to everyone.
Yep.
And it's all good. I'm helping a woman build a business. Both of my grands were cleaners. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I find myself making, I mean, I think because I'm bad at small talk. So I find myself making awkward small talk.
No, I don't make small. No, I'm just like, hello, how
are
you?
You don't talk.
No. How are you doing?
We don't have a big discussion.
How's the baby?
How are the kids?
Baby's older than I thought it was. Great.
I mean, I've gone into awkward hugging territory. No. So I'm like overly effusive. I see them, I give them a big hug. I'm like, hey, how are you?
No. Yeah. No, like you're employing someone. They want to do that job, and I'm with Nat. I have a cleaner, and like, I mean, I make sure that I treat her well. Like, if I go on holiday, I'll still pay her. If she goes on holiday and doesn't clean 1 week, I still pay her. I've even designed her business cards for her because Nat, she's got her own cleaning business. I recommend her. No, she's providing a service, and I'm paying handsomely for that service, and everything's winning.
Okay.
I don't know what your problem is.
It's me.
It's the best thing. Do you know what? I would live on baked beans. If I ran out of money, I would still find money to have a cleaner, even if I didn't have money to eat.
When times were tight, I just postponed the. So I went from once a week to like once every 2 weeks. But I, you know, cleaning comes into my life essentials because it makes me feel to walk into my house, my flat, and it's clean and it's organized, enables me to work and perform at the level that I do. In the same way I get my food delivered to me, I don't have time to go out and do a food shop. It needs to come to my house and be put in the shelves. I've actually asked my cleaner to start doing some ironing for me, because the sort of clothes that I wear now for the work that I do, it's more formal. It needs to be ironed. I don't have time to wake up and start ironing stuff. I don't have a Saturday or a Sunday to iron because I'm here.
This so, is true. We're know, busy women.
I think you need it's to, help yeah. people helping you yeah. do the things that you love to do.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, it's clearly
make
just me.
Peace with it.
I don't know if anyone else finds this problem. Do you, if you have a cleaner and you feel like you're making awkward small talk with them, tweet us at Talk Radio. Tell me, is this a hashtag middle class problems? I think it might be. I want to know. My second problem for this week is, how do you tell your friend that you're not sure her business idea is on point? So I have this friend. She started a new business. Part of her kind of marketing plan is these giveaways, but I don't think the brands that she's giving away anyone really wants, and I don't think they say the best thing about her business. But she doesn't have loads of confidence. She's not kind of, she doesn't feel like she is in the space that she wants to be in, so she feels comfortable where she is. I don't know how to kind of challenge her on it. What should I do?
So I think you need to get her to do a brand alignment task. So to put her brand on a big piece of paper and then say, okay, in terms of brands you would want to pay you for a service, who are they? And she needs to plot them out, but literally visually put those brands next to her brand and then say, okay, who are the brands you're currently working with? Plot those brands next to your brands. And then ask her, how do those brands make her feel? High-end, mainstream. And then say, how do you want your brand to make people feel? And again, it's almost unpicking the visual aesthetic, everything about it. And I think going through that process, she will go, okay, well, if that's who I want to pay me, but that's, and this is sort of the feeling that I get from the mainstream brands, there's something that I'm going to have to switch about the way that I work or how I make people feel and the experience that they have to be in that league. But I think it's almost it's a mapping, it's putting it out on paper. Conceptually, most people get it, but they don't understand what they need to do. You literally have to put it on a piece of paper.
Mm. I kind of disagree with that a little bit, because okay. I kind of feel like it doesn't matter. You can pitch yourself anywhere. I mean, you said, you know, she's at the Tesco's level. Tesco's make an awful lot of money.
That's true. Not knocking Tesco's.
No, it's about knowing your target market and knowing about the value that you add. And I think that is the biggest thing that I see with people who start businesses, is they go out there with their idea and they don't really think about what's the value you can add. Because you, if you're at the Tesco's level, you've then got to go, okay, well, what is the opportunity for me to monetize that? I.e., who can I add value to who will pay me some sort? Then if you then do that, but then you go, actually, at this level, I'm never going to be able to get the business because I can't provide the value. I'm not targeting the right people. Then you fundamentally do have to shift, and you might have to, and then you do have to really look. But if you don't understand what value you're adding, even if you aspire to bigger brands, you'll never get them on board.
See, this is, I disagree.
We're very disagreeable tonight.
Well, no, because I think there are lots of people that have zero substance behind their brand, but they say, I'm going to pitch it at this level. There's nothing here, but visually I'm going to make everyone perceive that this is the space I'm playing in.
Yep.
And in a world of social media, it is very possible. And so Tesco is great if she aspires for mass market. If she is saying, right, this is a product that is really for everyone because Tesco is for everyone. That's where I'm going to pitch it. That, you know, and there are certain things that she needs to do to be there. But she wants to be higher end, which is smaller, which is niche, which is more bespoke. And I think she needs to learn to play that game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely an aspiration side of stuff, isn't there? But also you need that authenticity, right? So, you know, I don't know, if you're not very comfortable.
Authenticity doesn't always pay the bills. And I'm not saying that applies to me. I do believe in authenticity. But the challenge is when you're putting, you know, if you want money in the bank, and I'm going in this social media era, you kind of have to jazz hands a little. You're going to have to get brands
bit
to...
Bit of fake it till you make
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, that's always, I think, isn't it? Yeah. I think, you know... Yeah.
So how do I have that conversation with her, given that she doesn't have a lot of confidence anyway? Mm. What can I say to her that's going to give her a bit of a boost, but also maybe going to think differently?
What might be really great is to sit down with her and do a real, like... let's take, like, imagine you had all the confidence in the world, you had yeah. all the money in the world. What does this look like? It's such a lovely exercise to do for people, even by yourself or with a coach like yourself, H, and really get her to think about, what does she want this thing to be? If it was uber successful, mm-hmm. you know, if like Oprah was endorsing it, what would it look like? And then I think then she can then work back, because then if she knows where she's trying to get to, that will help her perhaps understand what she might need to do to start moving towards that.
That's what I said. That was my brand alignment task.
I think maybe I just communicated it in a more effective way.
I like it. Okay, I'm going to try it. Emma, what are you thinking about this week?
So, well, first of all, I wanted to follow up on the conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. It was your badass balls up yeah. again, about you feeling a bit low and how you were feeling, and also because I was speaking to a friend last night whose husband has had some really challenging mental health times, and I've realised that's something he's got to manage, and he's been doing a lot of reading about the mind, and he's launched an initiative called Action Cures. So he's looking at encouraging people to find actions or things to help them with their mental health. So I guess I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to know how you were feeling, if you're feeling better, and also to ask all of you what you do to manage your mental health. So first of all, H, how are you feeling? Are you feeling a bit better?
So in all honesty, I'm not feeling better, which I feel a bit bad saying. So part of me really wants to be like, yeah, I'm feeling so much better, I've got it. But the truth is I'm not. But what I am in a place of is being able to recognise that it's not a bad thing that I'm not feeling better. Mm. So where I was like, okay, I'm actually feeling, you know, quite depressed at the moment, and that's a terrible thing, and I need to sort myself out and pull myself together and just be okay with it. And, you know, find the thing that's going to make me feel better. And what was happening was that I was doing this stuff and I was feeling better and I was doing it, and then I would stop doing it and literally mm-hmm. it would just be like jumping off the cliff again. Mm. And I was getting quite angry with myself for feeling like that. I was like, why isn't this working? And so what I'm trying to do right now is just be in a place which is like, well, okay, this is just where you feel, right, how you feel right now in this moment. And there is nothing to say that in the next moment you won't feel differently. Mm-hmm. So just be where you are right now and appreciate that some in a minute you might be somewhere else. And I really like what you said about taking actions, because I do think there is a lot of stuff about, you know, so I think I said when we talked about this before, I wrote my list because I absolutely know my self-care mode and what all the things I have to do to be in proper self-care. And so I was like doing them all at 100 miles an hour and being really annoyed that they weren't really working. And so what I've tried to do now is at the kind of beginning and end of each day, I try and do things that I am proud of myself for doing that day. And sometimes they are really small. So the other day it was, I made my bed.
Yeah. Making your bed is a really important thing.
Very important yeah. thing. And so by doing that, what I try and get my head to realise is, even if it doesn't feel fabulous all day, there have still been moments every single day where I have achieved something in that feeling. And that's okay, you know, and that's okay. And it's also a reminder that if you can achieve that, then maybe tomorrow you can achieve something else. So that's kind of where I'm right now. I'd love to say totally fine. Not quite.
It's a process, but I'm okay. Isn't it? It is a process. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you now? What's your kind of look after yourself go-tos?
I hermit an introvert, so I will literally just block out the world, get into bed, get warm, eat great, like, so I'll make myself a really good meal, or I'll indulge on a Domino's pizza, or I'll have a bag of whatever it is that I want to give myself. I will just give myself, and I will just take time to be quiet and be still and not have any external influences, but also try and switch off my own narrative of whatever's going on in my head. So watching a movie or just a distraction. And I usually find, so the optimal time for me to do that is at least 2 days, which isn't possible now we have a Saturday night show.
I know, it's hard.
Yeah. So realistically, I get a Sunday to do that. And a couple of months ago, I had a few weekends off. And it was just because I needed to just hermit and get myself together, because it's hard going at 180 miles an hour all the time. So there's that. They're spending time with people that enrich me. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily me even saying that there's something wrong, because it's not necessarily something wrong. It's just I feel different at the moment. It's just being, again, in getting out of my own mind and getting out of my own day to day, because the reality of my life, and I think this is another balancer for me, I have no problems.
Yeah.
I am fit. I am healthy. I have money in the bank. I have a flat. I have wonderful friends, wonderful family, a career I love. I have no problems. There is always food in my fridge. I might not cook it, but there is food in my fridge. I can walk into a shop and have the things that I want. I can go on holiday. So that is a sense check for me to actually just get out of whatever it is that I'm in, because it could always be a lot worse. And I know for some people that doesn't really work, but for me it does, because the reality is I don't have problems.
Yeah. Mm. It's so interesting how our brains likes to create them, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've also heard that the sort of depression is something that your brain naturally has to go through. And, you know, your brain has these up and down moods, and that is all part of your brain chemistry and the way that your brain processes everything. But, yeah, I think I'm like you now. I think what I've noticed is when I'm low, I want to hide away from the world. And all that does is make me lower. So now I actively, even though I don't want to, I'll make sure I make more plans and I'll go out. And I always feel a million times better.
My friend used a term today, growth post-traumatic stress disorder. And you know, when you're working really hard on something and you get there and it's almost, it's just something that happens. You almost, in the overwhelm or in getting there, there's a crash and burn. And it is that wave, that ebb and flow. In growing and developing and learning and entering new things, there is just a shock to the system, because it's different to the thing that you were experiencing the next day. And we don't really understand that. And so, yes, it can manifest as depression or anxiety or other things. But if you also weren't feeling that, then you're not breaking through, then you're not moving forward. Mm. And I would rather feel those ups and downs than just be in a state of meh.
Yeah.
Of not feeling great or not great or low or melancholy. And again, I think, you know, having language for this, I have melancholy days, I have anxious days, I have no idea what the hell's going on, but I feel really excited, and everyone else probably thinks I'm crazy days. I have deeply introverted days. I have lots of different feelings depending on what's going on, and just being really fine about saying it.
Yeah.
I think that's it, isn't it? That I do think we're incredibly lucky to live in a time where people talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just changes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Badass Women's Hour XL on Talk Radio.
Hot topics, the way that we run. Welcome back to Badass Women's Hour XL with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. Before the break, we were talking badass balls ups, and particularly what to do when you're just feeling a bit down. How do you cheer yourself up? Tweet your suggestions to @talkradio so we can put them all into practice. Now, coming up, we are lucky enough to have the fabulous Charlotte Campbell, busker and songwriter, in the studio, and she is going to be performing her song Sparkle for us. Charlotte, take it away.
Will do. Can I talk a little bit before I start? Is that right? Thanks for having me. So I've got a couple of songs out, but this is one. It's a sort of a mellow one. But I was really interested in what you were saying before the break about mental health and about like being aware of how you're feeling about things. And so this is a song I wrote about when I feel down. I always try and remember that even though I think that I look awful and everyone probably thinks, oh, she's like really let herself go. Actually, no one really thinks that. You know, that everybody's just looking at themselves. So it's called Sparkle. Okay. You used to be the one with the sparkle. Where did it go? Did you give it away? You used to be the one with the answers. You used to know all the right things to say. But I don't believe that you lose it. Your heart doesn't break, you can only bruise it. So if you're not doing so well, it's only you who can tell. Don't you think that it would be so much easier not being hard on yourself? You used to be the one with the sparkle. Where did it go? You look tired today. You can't have it all. Or so they tell you, the cracks start to show. Are you feeling okay? You don't have to prove that you're perfect. Oh, don't ever doubt that you're more than worth it. Oh, if you're not doing so well, it's only you who can tell. Don't you think that it would be so much easier not being hard on yourself when it feels like the weight of the world is on your back? Carry it with so much grace, and you'll never lose that. So if you're not doing so well, it's only you who can tell. Don't you think that it would be so much easier not being hard on yourself? So don't be so hard on yourself.
That was really lovely.
Love that.
Thank you.
Really, really love that. 1, 2, 3, 4. This has been Badass Women's Hour's Best Bits. If you liked it, please do rate, review and subscribe us. We love that. 5 stars. Or come chat to us on social media. You can find us at Badass Women's Hour HR, at Badass Women's Hour, or come talk to us individually. I'm at Harriet Minter.
At Emma Sexton.
And
at Nat D. Campbell.
And we'll be here again next week, same time, same place.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.